Hello, and thanks again. It's Daily Inspiration Time, and you've called us, and we're glad you did. This is Brother Jeff in Tennessee, wanting to share the good word of God with you. God bless you again for calling today. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Matthew 12, 33. You know, there's a real need for us to use our tongue and our speech rightly. So we're going to look at us being a tree today and the fruit of the tree being the fruit of our tongue, which is really the outpouring of our heart. Our very core being of mind, will, and emotion comes out of the heart of man, and the tongue reveals. I think it's amazing. I can hang around you. You can hang around me. And it won't take long to find out who you love and what you love the most by what you speak of the most. Verse 33, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. The tree is known by his fruit. God is talking about a good tree with good fruit, and he's talking about a corrupt tree with corrupt fruit. What is a good tree? What is a bad tree? You know, if you're good with trees and plants, you can identify things, whether they're blooming, whether they have fruit, whether they're dormant. A real horticulturist, a real nurseryman, a real botanist, they know what their plants are. But most of us have to get a little better identification. And one thing's for sure, when you see an apple on it, you won't confuse it for any other kind of tree. When you see a pear, you know it's a pear. When you see an orange, you know it's an orange. You see a gumball, you know it's a gumball. You see a pecan, you know it's a pecan. I think you get the picture. So the tree is known by the fruit. The identity of the tree is confirmed when we see it manifest its fruit. Then Jesus says, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Oh, this is the verse that ought to make us all either excited or tremble. Because what's in my heart is coming out of my mouth. You can hide it a while. You can feign it a while. But in the due process of time, when the vice is squeezed, when the tests come, when the trials prove you, you will speak what is in your heart. There's no way to get sweet out of bitter, and there's no way to get bitter out of sweet. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? You see, the hypocrite, the falsehood, the deceit of man, he speaks rightly. But as Proverbs says in one place, he speaks fair, but in his heart there's seven abominations. You see, you have to prove all things. And the real reality is going to come one day. And it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's in my heart is coming out of my mouth. Bible promise. Then it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. We have a treasure chest. Our heart is a containing valuable things that we have accumulated and we've saved and we've put them there. We've heard them. We've seen them. We've put them there. in the book of Acts, they said, we can't speak but the things we've seen and the things we've heard. What was in their treasure chest was the good word of God, the experience they had with Jesus, and it came out of them. We've accumulated things, and we hide them in our heart. We recite them. The songs we know, the poems we rehearse, the news we accumulate, the gossip we get, whatever it is, we hide it in our heart, and then it's going to come out of our mouth, evil treasure or good treasure. And you might say, well, you know, I say a lot of things, I do a lot of things, but it's neither good and it's neither bad. It's just information. And that may be true, and we'll let God decide that on the day of judgment, because the next verse says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Your least word to your greatest word will be judged. There's nothing said, nothing thought, nothing spoken that will not be judged. God is God, and we must tremble and fear him, and we must make adjustments today if we see ourselves with an evil treasure in our heart. We see ourselves with a double tongue, a double mind. We speak good things, but we know in our core of our heart we're evil. We must repent. We must adjust. We must get it right, because we have no time to waste. The day is at hand. The night is far spent. Let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. You meditate on these things, and we'll talk some more tomorrow on it. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. 099 will open up the voicemail if you would like to leave us a message. And be holy today. God is holy, and he expects us to be.